I don't know. Oh, we're starting. Awesome. Thank you for coming. So I'm Nils. I'm going to use Umbrago and Razor to implement a little Umbrago site. And I have a really, really bad habit at dropping F-bombs and swearing. And that's because I'm from Europe. You know? So I've, I desperately try not to, but I'm actually going to remind myself not to do it by making a site on not doing F-bombs. So I'm going to use Umbrago, Razor, YouTube, a little bit of jQuery, but I only got 25 minutes, so we will see how far we get. So just before I start, raise of hands. How many have tried Umbrago, used Umbrago? Okay, a couple. How many have been playing with Razor? Okay. So what I'm going to do is pretty basic stuff, so it's not like an in-depth tutorial on neither Umbrago or Razor. But it's, you know, you'll be able to follow along. So just before I start, let me just show you what I got. I got an Umbrago installation. I got some very basic content. And I don't have any templates. So one of the things we're really proud of with Umbrago is that it doesn't do anything. It's our number one feature. We're lazy. So whenever you actually implemented something in Umbrago and haven't made a template, Umbrago doesn't do anything. You don't have any markup. You don't have any temporary stuff. Because we think that a CMS shouldn't interfere with your presentation layer. So if we go in the section of Umbrago and take a look at the template that is here, we can actually see that it's an empty master page. So instead of using a web browser, let me use a better tool like WebMatrix to edit my master page. And if I type hello world here, you will be surprised what happened. Any guesses? Okay. Ta-ta! So that's how easy it is to implement Hello World in Umbrago. We haven't even used Razor yet. So let's do something more complex. For instance, let's start by implementing a design. And apparently the trend is to go to templatemonster.com. I don't know how many money we get, but I want to get a share of it. So I also went to templatemonster.com. And I downloaded a template. I actually bought it. Go figure. And it looks like this. It's a completely ordinary template. It has some, let's see, I find it in my Explorer here. It got some HTML, some CSS, images, JavaScript, etc. So this is a bit like, it's not optimized for Umbrago at all. So it's a bit like if you have a designer and they give you some HTML they made. So let's try to open this. And you can see that it's just plain, boring HTML. So to implement this in Umbrago, I'm just going to copy-paste it, put it in instead of my Hello World. I'm going to save this. And if I look at my website now, ta-ta! The only problem here is that my editors might complain that all pages look the same. And whenever they create a new page, it's not in the navigation. And I just go, hey, I mean, what do you think? Do you think it's a CMS? No. Anyway, we better do something about this. So maybe we should actually modify this template to actually implement some Umbrago stuff. So let's just do it step by step. And let's find the navigation as a start. Let me just remove this. So up here, we got a nice unordered list, which is the navigation. So what we can do with Umbrago is we can insert a little Razor snippet here to just make a list of the top pages on our site. So if we take a look at the content, you can see we have three pages here. So what I will do is I will just remove all this, and I'll write a little bit of Razor. So you can either have Razor files as completely ordinary CHHTML files, or you can insert a little Umbrago macro and saying that you want to use inline Razor. And for stuff like a navigation, it kind of makes sense. So I'm just going to put a macro in here and tell it to use CHHTML. Like this. So now I can write Razor in here. So, for instance, what I really want to do is I just want to say for each page that in a variable we call model, which is the current page, I just want to, you know, loop through the children. Just prefix it with an add, so it's razor. And then apparently I'll just do a list item, a link, like this. And as the link, I'm just going to take the page, the URL of the page, and as the text of the link, I'm just going to take the name of the page. So save that, go back to my site, and let me try to refresh this now. So now we got actually our navigation implemented. So you can see here we got nice semantic URL here, following what's the name of our page. The only problem is now that now we actually went to the page and now our navigation is gone. And that's because what we did here was we were just looping through the children of the current page. So when we actually go to, let's see, this page, it doesn't have any children. So what we need to do instead is we need to tell it to find the very top node of our current page and then list the pages underneath there. So we can easily just do that. We just say ancestor or self, which has the level of 1, and loop through those children. So this means that when we are at this page, it will actually work, and when we go back to the home page, it will work as well. That makes sense? Sweet. So if we wanted to make a second level navigation, for instance, if we had subpages underneath installing modules, we would just take level 2 instead. So we could actually just do like this. And because you can't remember all this when you get home, you can actually get a little bit of help inside Umbrago because there's a couple of code snippets there. So if I go down to the navigation here, you can see instead of typing a lot of things, I could actually just be lazy, click this button, and say, give me a navigation. And it will actually generate code for us, including a little bit of comments on how this razor snippet works. So that's cheating. And then I get bad ratings, so I'm not going to cheat. So this is the first step. Now, the only problem is that we just got generic content, so let's just, you know, make sure that it actually takes the content of the pages that we're on. And the first step could also be to just, instead of having all this content here, just put in placeholders. So we could actually have sub-templates using like the master layout. So I'm just going to remove all this. And that's about it. And then I can just insert a content placeholder here. So again, I could either just write code in WebMatrix, but again, I can also just use the UI inside Umbrago here to insert a couple of placeholders. And the first placeholder I want to insert is in the header. So I can just click here and say I want a placeholder here, which is called header. So this means the top sub-templates can actually inject stuff into my header. And I'm just going to do the same down here, where I got all these tons of divs. Which one is the right one? Here. So I'm going to insert a placeholder here as well. Just going to call this one content. Oops. So now we're kind of getting there. So we removed most of this content. We still got some over here, but we only got 25 minutes, and we need F-bombs as well. So we're just going to leave that for now. So now we just need like the title of the page and some content to go in here. And we can easily do that by, for instance, modifying the text page template. And we can just say we want to insert some content in the content area. And what we want to do here is have an H2 with the title of the page and then the content from our page. So we can just say insert the page name, like this. And we got a rich text editor on these pages called body text, so we're just going to insert that as well. So save this. And if we refresh this one, installing modules, you can actually see now that we got like a nice the nice header and the content from our page. So that's kind of a start. Now we got a site implemented, and we only got 15 minutes left. So what I want to do here, this is very basic stuff. Like, this is just implementing a design with a very standard website. So what I want to do now is I want to go a little bit further. I want to do some more fancy stuff so we can do some fundraiser syntax as well. So what I want to do is I want to be able to add some videos to my site, and I want to grab them from YouTube, and I want to associate an F-bomb rating to these videos using a slider. And then I want to be later able to have a slider on my page saying how F-bomb I feel today, and I can move the slider, and it will show the videos matching that rating. So the first thing we need to do is have some way of storing videos inside Umbraco. So what we're going to do is we're going to create something called document types, which is a bit like tables in a database, but not really. But let's take a look. I'm going to create a document type here, and I'm going to call it videos. So I've sort of got a container for videos now. And notice that I created a template as well. And I'm also going to create another document type called video. And then I'm going to tell inside videos, I want to be able to store a video. So that's a very basic permission settings here. I'm just going to allow that. And then I'm also going to say underneath my home page, I'm going to allow editors to create video folders. So that's a start. So now I can actually go to my site. I can create a new page here. Can call it F-bombs, and it's going to be a videos type. And before you panic, don't worry, there's no sound, so you're not going to hear the F-bombs. It's, you know, else I don't want to get banned from Microsoft. So now I got a video folder, and I can add a video. You see? So this was the type we allowed underneath videos. So now we got like a bit of a structure, so I'm just going to add one video here. But it's kind of boring because this is the default fields when we create pages inside Umbraco. We don't have, like, it would be nice if we could point to a video, if we had this slider with the F-bomb rating, et cetera. So we're going to add that. And the way that you add properties, so to speak, to a document type is actually also just using this UI. Pretty simple. We can just click this button, and then we can add new properties. So that's a bit like column in a table, if we follow this convention. So the first thing we want is a way to grab videos from YouTube. And we can tell Umbraco to be able to find videos from YouTube using a editing control called a universal media picker that can read data from a lot of different sources, for instance, YouTube or Facebook or TwitPeak. So I'm just going to pick it here. It's called Universal Media Picker. And I'll choose the YouTube provider. There's a ton of providers that I only installed two. And we can do a search. So I'm just going to search for F-bomb. And no way. Like this. So now I can actually search for a I can search YouTube for videos containing F-bombs or tagged with F-bombs. And what I can do now is on my video, I'm just going to add a tab, call it video again, and I'm going to add a property called YouTube video, for instance, so I can point to this. And the type is then going to be my YouTube search that I just made. So notice if we follow this database table convention, where it sort of stops working is the type when you create tables or columns in tables. You think about how is this stored? Is it an integer? Is it a date time? With Umbraco, you say, how should an editor edit this field? And it's just going to be using this YouTube picker. So hoping that I'm online right now, if I go click my little file here, I can say choose. And now Umbraco is actually searching YouTube, returning videos containing F-bombs. So now we got a nice one here. So that's a start. And I'm just going to pick this one and save it. And then I'm going to publish these pages. So far, so good. So now I actually got a reference to a YouTube video. So what's stored here is actually the ID of the YouTube video. So when you go to like youtube.com/view, and it says V equals something. So now we just need a nice YouTube player when we look at this this page. And if we look at this page now, it's just going to be completely empty, like the other one, because our template is empty. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to jump back to my template. Just going to refresh these notes. And I'm going to say that my video should use the master page here. So that's a beginning. And I'm going to put a content placeholder here. So what I want here is I want the title of the video again. Then I want an F-bomb rating to go here. And then I want a video player here. So that's sort of the steps we need now. So if I'm just going to look at this one, you can see we got like the nice layout. And we got a video video player saying, put a video player here. And I would just need the different fields to populate. So I'm going to start by adding the name of the page. And then in a second, I'm actually going to use a Razer helper that I found that can easily play YouTube videos. So let me go back to WebMatrix now and take a look at the files. And in my app data or app code folder, I got a little helper here called in a class called MyHelpers, and the method is called YouTube. And what's really cool about Razer is that if you place code files inside the app code folder, which happen to be method that returns IHTML strings, you can actually call them from directly from Razer using this as of course the namespace, and then YouTube as the method name. So let me just take a look at my page here. I'm just going to cheat a little bit so you don't have to see me type a lot of code. So let's just take a look here. No, wait a second. What I'm going to do here is I'm just going to put in a little bit of Razer syntax using WebMatrix. Refresh this one, grab the video. So all I need to do to add this YouTube player is then to again insert Razer macro. Like this. And then I can actually do myhelpers.youtube. And if we go back to the code for this YouTube player method, you can actually see that it got some default values for the parameters, like the size of the player and whether to allow full screen. So the only thing I need to do is actually pass in the ID of the video. So the way that works is that I have my current page, and I have a field which I called YouTube player, or YouTube, I think. Let's just take a look. I called it YouTube video. So I just reference it like this, and then I'm just going to take the inner text of that YouTube video. So with a little luck, this should actually be enough to have a YouTube player. So let's take a look. Yep. So now I got a nice YouTube player thanks to this Razer snippet. And that's one of the cool things about Razer. Just like you saw in the keynote yesterday, there's a ton of snippets for things like integrating with Facebook, Twitter, Discuss, etc. There's a ton of stuff out there. And all that works with default Razer works work with Umbraco. So now I want to take this a little bit further. I want to be able to rate these F-bombs. So I'm going to do something else. I'm going to add a F-bomb slider. And I'm just going to choose a, so this is a jQuery-based slider. And you can see that I just got a ton of parameters that I can add here, but I'm just going to say that it's going to go from 0 to 100. Default value is going to be 50, and that's all good. Then I'm going to go back, editing my video, and I'm going to add a F-bomb rating. So here we're just going to have a rating, and I'm just going to call this one F-bomb radio. And I got my F-bomb slider. like this. So now I can actually edit my video again. And I got a nice slider here, so I can actually give it like a value, how bad it is. And I can go back to my template like this. And I can say that the rating should be inserted here. Like this. So now I think my site so far is perfect. So now I can add a lot of if-bombs. And what I really want to do is I want to be able to have this slide on the homepage. So now it's going to go a little fast because I really want this to work and I didn't have much time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a template and I'm going to call it search. So far we've outputted a complete HTML page so far, but now we just want to output like a partial page, and then we're going to use jQuery to fetch that using Ajax. And I'm just going to explain these code snippets, but for now we're just going to make it quite simple. Let's just see. So up here I got my search method. So let me just put that in here. I'm just going to explain in a second what it does. So this is a bit of a race again. I'm just going to zoom in so you can actually see what's going on here. So the first thing, I'm going to pass the radio using just a query string. And then I got a little bit of a racer query going on here where I say, for all the videos in this folder, give me the videos that has this F-bomb radio. And that's actually all it do. Then it makes like an unordered list of these videos, and using my helper again to output the little player, but this time much smaller. So quite simple stuff. So I'm going to save this one. And then in my search, I'm just going to use this master template again. And I'm going to add a jQuery slider in here. So just need a header. Content placeholder and some content here. And I'm just going to copy paste this, and again, I'm going to explain in a minute. So in my header, I just need some references to like a jQuery slider, like this. And then in my content, I'm just going to have like a jQuery slider, and I'm going to explain the source in a second. So pretty basic stuff. So every time I use the slider, I'm going to do an Ajax call to my search template before, and that's going to return on a list, and it's going to automatically be inserted inside the div. So like a little bit basic, fun stuff. So if I actually go to the search page now, so just localhost/search, what I'm going to do here is I just need to maybe I should have another video here. I'm just going to copy this one. So there's more than one. That makes it a little bit more fun. And we're just going to pick another YouTube video here. Let's do this one. And we're just going to give it a lower rating. So now we got two of these ratings. So I'm just going to see that I got my slider here. And I should be able to move it. And I get a nice error. So, oh, now it works. Great. So you can see that as I actually move this this slider, it will do an Ajax call to the template I made before and insert it using jQuery inside this template. So it was a little fast and it was a little weird, but the idea with this exercise was actually to show that you can easily create a ton of weird modules inside Umbraco. I doubt that you can find an F-bomb YouTube module for any CMS currently in a couple of minutes, and that you can have Umbraco together with Racer to output any type of output you want, whether it's a complete web page with a navigation, or if it's a YouTube player, or if it's just a search result that can be consumed by jQuery in an Ajax call. So we got 26 seconds for questions. Sorry if it was a little fast-paced, but I couldn't help it. I just wanted this to work. So any questions? So the question was, when I publish a page, do it actually create the page? No, it just uses routing internally. So the pages doesn't exist, even though they have like this ASP kind of URL. So if you looked at, just made a mistake here. If you look at the URL that I had here, installing modules, you can see that it looks like there's actually an ASPX page, but there's not. It's just using routing to find that page and output it. Awesome. No, I thought I was giving more time, but now I've gone on overtime and the counter goes up. I was like, hey, cool, there's more time left. But unfortunately, there's not. If there's any questions, just come to me. I'm here all week. And if you want to learn more about Umbraco, just come up, give me your business card, and I can give you free access to our 100 training videos for the rest of the year. So sorry about it being a little bit fast-paced. I hope it made sense. And thank you all for coming.